did something I haven't done in quite a while this week. I've been kind of out of it, out of the loop. I don't really know what's going on in the world because I just spent the week with Camp Quest Northwest. First time I've done that, yeah.
Fun.
First time I've done that in a while. I was kind of talked into it at the last minute, which is mostly how I do most things. This is Ask an Atheist, 844-SKEPTIC, 844-753-7842. With me today is Meredith. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
And Tom, how are you?
Hey, I shouldn't complain.
So this is your third time?
Yes.
On now? Yeah. So, I mean, we've been playing Camp Quest Northwest ads for a long time, and they're the longest running ads on the show, and I mean, it's really cool. You go up to Samish Island, you know, up in the Northern Sound, and you get to hang out with kids and talk about science and skepticism and, you know, testing the nature of substances, you know, to check for false claims. It was pretty cool. I built a bridge out of popsicle sticks and glue. I came in second.
Good job.
Well, not really, because...
Did you beat out all the kids, though?
We both, me and the head counselor, beat both the kids. The worst part about it, though...
Sam.
You're supposed to be teaching the kids, not competing against them.
You know what's bad about it? Is I built to lose, and I came in second.
You're not supposed to say that.
No, I wanted an explosion of glue and popsicle sticks.
How much older are you than those kids?
Okay, I made a composite material. Instead of using glue to hold together the sticks, I used the sticks to hold together the glue. So I figured it would just wilt right away.
Oh, and that's actually kind of a terrible theory.
It's a horrible theory. That's
interesting, maybe you got points for creativity.
I actually held up and I said, and I asked the kids beforehand, hey, you know, let's do the Price is Right. Who can get closest to the amount of weight I can get without going over will win some points. And the kids had a lot of faith in me. One of them went 10 pounds, the other went 15. And it ended up being closer to 50. And there's a picture of me with the look on my face, apparently, while it's happening. And it's apparently absolute horror when I realized that it was actually working.
My philosophy in building things has always been more glue.
Yeah. This was the and it wasn't like good glue, like hot snot or CA glue.
Just like Elmer's glue?
It was literally Elmer's glue.
You have Elmer's.
Yeah, I just upended a bucket of Elmer's glue over a few popsicle sticks, and I go, wow, this is gonna be real crappy. And it wasn't, and I felt so bad.
Well, did you have any good feeling experiences at camp?
Well, that's just it. I had a great time. It was a lot of work, you know, but a lot of things worth doing are a lot of work, and these kids are pretty great. So I feel really pretty good about the world this week. I'm actually fairly optimistic. So nothing weird happened while I was. Well, you know, let's just get into the news and we'll see what happens. A woman from New Smyrna Beach, Florida, believes that God has revealed himself on the shell of a horseshoe crab.
Nope, you didn't miss anything.
Okay, I'm back to hating the world.
Again.
Photographer Kathy Rader has taken home the shell of a deceased horseshoe from the beach and was praying when she believes God spoke to her, saying, "If you will wait, I will give you perfection." She then noticed a pattern of the sea creature's shell that reminded her of Rembrandt's 1648 painting, Head of Christ. I'll leave that alone. Rader is praying that a book of her photography, including the Jesus crab, gets published. The crab shell in question is on loan from the local library, where Rader hopes that the people who don't believe in God notice the resemblance between the shell pattern and the Jesus painting and thereby receive help with their faith. I've seen this particular Rembrandt, and it's kind of like hipster Jesus.
Oh, yeah. This isn't the one the lady touched up?
No, it's not that one.
Okay.
No, it's not the... I know what one you're talking about.
That might actually challenge my lack of faith, if you know, God is practical joker. Yeah, okay. I have canonically gone back through time, and, you know, since I am creator of the universe, and, you know, whatever, blah, 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 Jesus is my son, I have changed the entire history of the earth to make Jesus look like the restoration of that painting in Spain. So that's what he actually looked like. That's my headcanon. Can we just go with that?
Yeah, all right.
Cool. Sure.
Yeah. Sorry, Mythicist. I think he existed and he looked like a strange monkey. I'm sure I'll hear about that later. Well, what do you say about this one other than it's definitely hipster Jesus? I mean, it looks like...
It's hipster emo Jesus. He's a very white, pale Jesus. He's looking very sad and dejected, and he has his beautiful, curly brown hair. Brown, just very brown. Light, medium brown.
Wait, yeah. This is the actual painting or the crab?
No, that's the painting. The crab.
Well, theoretically,
the crab with brown hair.
Theoretically, they're both.
It's apparently both. Yeah.
No, I don't think the crab didn't look that much like the painting, though. The angle is different.
Okay.
On the crab, Jesus is facing you head on. In the painting, he's actually kind of looking at you from an angle.
All right.
Her interpretation of the Jesus crab is flawed.
Right. And what is she praying for? Not that these children find homes in the United States, not that
residents in whatever clean water,
yeah.
Not that people in Puerto Rico have electricity.
No, buy my book.
It has a picture of the horseshoe crab in it.
But I could just go to this website that I've got here. I could literally press one button on my tablet and see the same thing, right? Or does she like take like tasteful artsy pictures of this crab with a Jesus on the back of its shell?
I don't think so.
I thought we were past this era.
Well, I thought when it got to the dog's butt with the picture of Christ on it,
yeah,
we were done.
Yeah, that seemed like a fairly good end game for the things that look like Jesus thing. But
I think as long as things keep existing, they will continue to be misconstrued as looking like Jesus, because people like to have their symbols and think that they're special. And
Human beings, our brains, I've heard it described as a near all net. You know, we'll make connections where there are none, and seeing Christ in things is one of them.
Oh, sure. I mean, didn't somebody sell a Cheeto on on eBay that looked like Elvis or perhaps the president or something like that?
I think it was the president.
Okay, because that'll happen. And but like way back in the early days of the show, it seemed like every week somebody was discovering Jesus on toast or Jesus in a bagel or. Or am I just thinking Catholicism? I'm not entirely certain.
I think
joke fell over, didn't it?
Christ on a cracker, kind of?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
A little bit, yeah. Hey, I'm probably going to make real bad jokes. I've been hanging around with children for a week, so that's about where my humor level is. Florida woman? Anything there? Just the usual. Okay.
Yeah.
Inside the.
I
used to go swimming at New Smyrna Beach.
Where is that?
Oh, it's kind of straight east of Orlando. It's not far from Daytona.
Okay. So it's on the Atlantic Ocean side?
Right.
Okay, cool.
You can drive on it. Yeah. Nice beach.
Yeah, within the obtuse triangle. Well, a little bit more local. You know, a couple weeks ago, or was it last week, I actually said how much I really like Tacoma and how great a town it is. And so we have a story about Tacoma. A Christian zealot allegedly threatened and vandalized Tacoma's Vietnamese Buddhist temple this week. I take everything back. The culprit, who was recorded on a cell phone video, called practitioners devil worshippers, tipped over and broke a wooden Buddha statue, and attempted to attach parts of the temple to his car via a chain, apparently in an attempt to topple parts of the temple or its adornments. Police reportedly apprehended the individual about 3 hours after the incident was reported. Guy, I leave for a week and everything just falls apart. What the heck?
Yeah, that's not very nice.
Yeah, geez.
Right here. We've been hearing a lot of things happening up in Seattle recently with different types of temples getting vandalized. I think this is the first I've heard of a different non-Christian type place getting vandalized down here in Tacoma.
Are temples in Seattle being vandalized a lot right now?
The Muslim temples have been a couple times. They're vacant buildings, but that has been a rash of things happening. And
I seem to recall sometime last year somebody being weird at the Islamic Community Center I think it's in is it in University Place or is it actually in Tacoma?
Oh no, that is in University Place, I believe.
Yeah. I don't remember the details of that, but that does seem to be a thing that's happening around here lately. And that is, you know, I may not agree with any of these things, but that whole First Amendment thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know we go on about it a bit.
Is there any word that people have heard about as to whether this is on the rise nationally or is it just local?
I've not heard anything about it being on the res nationally. How about
you? I haven't either.
It wouldn't, I hate to say it, but it wouldn't surprise me if it had, but...
People being emboldened by the current administration's divisive rhetoric?
Possibly. Yeah, I haven't seen anything about this. I literally just read this before I went on the air, and that it it's I've seen the build. I've driven past the building frequently because there's some stuff down there that I have to go do occasionally, and it's really cool looking. It's really
where is it?
It's really nice. It's on the it's in southeast Tacoma.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite nice, and to then to see that and immediately go devil worshippers, I need to pull it down with my car like this is some sort of weird rom-com thing. I'm not a fan, I guess.
Yeah, that seems like a very extreme reaction as well from whoever this person is who did that.
Yeah, absolutely. Not much else to say on that one. I don't know. A Dallas, Texas billboard that proclaimed America is a Christian nation has come down after uproar from community members, media, and even the city's mayor. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings said the sign represented a strain of religiosity that he doesn't follow, and that such a message would never have been uttered by Jesus. Outfront Media, which initially installed the billboard, stated that the decision to take down the sign was not influenced by the mayor's comments, but weighed similar considerations about advertising from Jewish, Muslim, and Scientology groups. The megachurch sponsoring the billboard is that of Robert Jeffress, the evangelical presidential advisor who led prayers at the new American embassy in Jerusalem. What is it with billboards in Texas, anyway?
Well, I'm not surprised to hear about that kind of billboard in Texas. What I'm surprised to hear about is a group of leaders saying, take it down.
That is, yeah, I guess.
It's a good sign,
as it were.
Oh no!
It was.
Did you just get that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
I didn't even get it until after
alone
I said
all
it.
Week, so.
That's fine. Yeah. Well, there was that one, and then you mentioned downstairs, then reminded me of the liberals keep driving on I-40.
Oh yeah, keep on moving. Yeah. No, that's Texas.
Yeah, some other movie about billboards. Well, you'd see a lot of this stuff. Like when we were on tour back in 2013, Becky and I, as sort of a driving game, would make a running tally about, signs about abortion, signs about, America being a Christian nation, ultra weird political things.
Yeah, there's a couple of really conservative or ultra far right leaning billboards out in our neck of the woods.
Yeah, just south of here.
Yeah.
Down I-5, or if you go out to Kitsap.
Yeah, we scored, we did very, very well in between Washington and Portland. We did very well in between Texas and Oklahoma. And we did surprisingly well in Minnesota, which didn't, which kind of confused me. That surprised me a little bit. But then when we got to Sioux Falls, people said that there was literally one organization that, wasn't responsible for those things. So, one person with a lot of money and wants to spend money on billboards can get, can spread a message fairly far, I suppose. So, we're going to go to the break. This is Ask an Atheist, 844-SKEPTIC, 844-753-7842. We're going to go to the break, and when we come back, we're going to do... best words. Never mind.
Hello. We're here to promote Squid Ink Nail Polish. The reason why you should buy Squid Nail Polish is because it makes your nails grow faster. But not all the colors are the same. Some are black and navy blue.
Some nail polish that doesn't have squid ink in it aren't as vibrant as the Squid Ink Nail Polish. Thank you for taking the time to listen to us. We are happy and hope you try Squid Ink Nail Polish. Thank you.
Yep, we're actually using the metal music for the purpose we've set aside for it. This is Ask an Atheist, 844-SKEPTIC, 844-753-7842. And we are talking about... This is sort of a banner week for guano craziness in the federal government, it seems. I don't know how else to put it. And I had to only read about it in fits and starts. And so let me paint a story for you. So I am getting ready to teach some stuff about testing substance, you know, testing, doing like testing to see if claims are valid, you know, things like that with the campers. Yeah. We're about to get ready for lunch. I'm working on stuff, but I wanted to sit down and check the news. So I go to the snack table, I grab a few Starbursts, and I sit down, I pull up Google News, and I read, the president of Eurasia Group in Bremer revealed this week that Donald Trump threw Starburst candies at German Chancellor Angela Merkel during a particularly tense moment of the G7 meeting several weeks ago. Merkel and several other leaders were urging a reluctant Trump to sign a group communique committing to rules-based international order when he relented, took two candies from his suit pocket, tossed them on the table, and said, here, Angela, don't say I never gave you anything. Since the summit, Trump has refused to endorse the joint communique.
But what color Starburst were you eating, Sam? Do you remember? Because Trump has favorite colors of Starburst.
How do you know this?
Because the internet told me so.
How does the internet know this?
Because someone was tasked at separating out Starburst colors for him so he could get jars of his favorite Starburst colors as
really?
A gift.
Is this like a green M&M's thing? Is this a rider on his presidential library
I would
or
think
something
so,
like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. He can only eat the pink and red ones.
So long as it wasn't a Secret Service agent having to do that job.
Probably was.
I have served the government my entire life and made it to the apex of law enforcement, the Secret Service, and what am I doing?
No, it doesn't stand for Secret Service. It stands for Sorting Starburst.
They were orange and yellow.
Sweet.
Orange
because
and
whenever
yellow.
You have a bowl of Starbursts out, those are the two colors that are left. And so
I like the yellow ones.
I am actually fond of both citrus flavors of Starbursts.
I'm
I am
big
one of the
orange and
I am one of the weird people who actually like the orange ones.
They're all okay to me.
Well, yeah, they're all fine. They're
there's not a bad one. Yeah. It's not like Skittles. You have grape Skittles and those are objectively bad.
So has the current political climate ruined Starbursts for me? Do I need to move on to other taffy style candies? I don't know. Is Starburst a kind of taffy? Like if you were
I suppose so.
Like what would you call it? I don't. Is it a gum? It's not a gum.
They don't call it taffy, but it kind of is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a highly corn sugar taffy, I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fair.
Becky's really into the spicy ones. She really likes those.
Yeah, those are kind of cool. They're different, you know.
I don't know if I tried the spicy Starburst when you had them.
Yeah, well, because Becky keeps eating them. Speaking of Florida, that's where Becky is right now, doing some educational thing. I think this is the farthest away I've ever been from Becky.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Fun that. What do you say about this? I mean,
it's just weird. I heard it happened, like, right at... You remember the picture that was circulating from with he's sitting there with his arms folded and everybody's staring down at him during
oh, yeah.
the summit?
Yeah,
I heard
yeah.
it happened right at that moment.
Oh,
are you
so
serious?
I'm just I wow. Yeah, well, because that's when they were trying to convince him to sign the joint communique, wasn't it? That's when that picture was taken.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it had to have happened right then.
Someday there'll be a dictionary and that'll be the picture
don't
for the word
truculent. Don't say I never gave you anything.
Yeah, that's
so, just weird.
That's so like...
It's weird.
It's creepy. It's like cheap TV villain.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's like Donald Trump is playing a bad guy in the 90s version of The Flash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Specifically the one who was controlling the Flash with a Nintendo Power Glove that was doctored up to not look like a Power Glove. I don't know why I just made that comparison, but
I don't know either.
The fact that I was like 14 or 15 and I just watching TV and I see I have the power to control the Flash, like that is clearly a Power Glove.
It's just painted a different color.
I will never forget that. But you know, I'm into I was young, but I like, you know, science fiction and kiddie things, and so does the president. In an attempt to distract the public from his policy of separating immigrant children from their parents at the southern border, Donald Trump announced this week that he was directing the Department of Defense to create a sixth branch of the military, the Space Force.
Force.
I was gonna get like some cheap like Superman knockoff music and play it and go, the Space Force, nah, nah, or something like that. maybe I'll put it in post. The Space Force! We are going to have the Air Force and we are going to have the Space Force, separate but equal, it is going to be something so important, he stated before the National Space Council. The Air Force would oversee this new branch of the armed forces in the same way the Navy governs the Marine Corps. Trump previously espoused the idea of having a military presence in space this past March when he claimed that space is a warfighting domain, just like the land, air, and sea.
Look over there. It's Halley's Comet. What's he doing? Not what's he saying.
Yeah.
The space farce just seems like a bad idea.
Well, we were talking about this. Don't we already kind of have a space command a little bit?
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
The Air Force is doing it.
Yeah.
The Air Force has a space command.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And is there not, a corps of astronauts somewhere around here?
Some of them are active duty.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So, I mean...
Isn't there, a treaty we signed where we can't actually have weapons in space? So we can't really have a military in space, though?
Do you think he knows?
Well, I've just been reading up on, how the Soviets in the 70s had space cannons and things on space stations, but not that they were telling anyone.
Right. But there is a treaty on the uses of space or something like that.
Yeah, you can't put nuclear weapons in space.
And in some ways, I think the only, even nuclear reactors, I think, of some stripes are actually forbidden by the treaty. I think that's part of the reason why we only use RTGs, radio thermal generators, on satellites, I think. I don't know. I'm pulling from fairly cold storage for that one. But it severely curtails the uses of nuclear engineering in space. It prevents.
I don't think Trump knows that.
Yeah, it prevents. You're not supposed to be able to have weapons that can fire in space. But I think it allows for the anti-satellite stuff, the ASAT stuff, which is why there wasn't there was only a minor huge uproar for the 2014 test from China, or three times we've done it, just bringing Kessler syndrome that much faster.
Kessler syndrome?
Yeah, it's a sort of a positive feedback loop where if you destroy things in space, it creates space junk. Space junk hits other things, creating more space junk, which hits other things.
Oh, like that movie.
Which movie?
Oh, the one with what's-her-name in it, and everything blows up, and she lives.
Gravity?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Oh, is that what it's about? Yeah, I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess I gotta see it. Yeah, it's called Kessler syndrome, or Kessler something. I like syndrome. It makes it sound like a disease, because it kind of is. And there are ways to get rid of it, but it would be very expensive, and so the idea is to create as little space junk as possible. But I think eventually that's going to be a problem. We're actually ruining the orbital environment in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Well, I think it's definitely going to be a problem, because didn't Trump say that he wants to start allowing more civilians up into space too through this program somehow?
In the Space Force?
Something he was talking about, how if we're going to go to Mars and we're going to build a colony on Mars, but if you get there first, we welcome you to try and...
Yeah. Do you think this was really an attempt to say something crazy? And I'll go around for this one. Was this an attempt to say something crazy to get people's minds off the fact that we are separating children from families and putting them in camps? Or is this just Trump mental diarrhea syndrome?
Well, yeah, it's to get our minds off the fact that we're separating families and putting them in camps, to get us off the fact that he is looting the Social Security.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah.
That's not even in my notes.
It happened, yeah.
What?
Yeah, they're just looting lots of programs right now in Congress.
Merging the labor and education departments as well.
Yeah, well, that doesn't
shock me. I think it's Social Security is their billions are looking at coming out of it.
Hmm.
I think it's both.
I think I'm going back to camp
something
now.
Something to do with,
Okay.
Can we go back to camp forever?
Uh-huh. Goodbye. For First Lady Melania Trump wore a Zara brand jacket with the statement, "I don't really don't care, do you?" painted on the back in white on the day she visited migrant children held apart from the parents. Mrs. Trump's spokesperson stated that there was no hidden message and wished the media wouldn't focus on the First Lady's clothing choices. Donald Trump contended in a tweet that the statement referred to the fake news media, saying that Melania truly no longer cares about the media's alleged dishonesty.
Hidden messages? There's nothing hidden.
Yeah.
It was right there, written in plain white paint on her back. She really doesn't care. We need to start listening when they tell us they're awful, right?
You know, this is something I expect from Donald, from Melania. I'm not entirely sure she realized what she was doing or the full implications of it or something.
I find that a little hard to believe because, I mean, the White House, where she is apparently, and the fact that she's
they dressed her.
I'm not saying they dressed her.
Oh, it's cool out, Melania. Try this.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that there's no way she's leaving to go, like, from D.C. or New York to wherever, you know, to this place. And nobody's going to see what she's wearing, and nobody's going to comment on it.
Well, they sure didn't stop her. Yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't, as you say, this isn't a hidden message. It's written on the back of a jacket. It's a sign. If you go to a place wearing a sign, people are going to assume that you mean what is said on the sign, regardless of whether you put it there or you bought it and put it on. My winter coat is a Soviet naval officer's jacket. It's just really warm. It's really nice. It's a long jacket. When people recognize it, they think I'm making some sort of statement. It's an assumption. Sometimes, you know, I don't really think I am. It was a nice coat, but, I don't think people who are thinking that I'm making a statement are invalid or off base. It's a fair question, and my coat doesn't really have any words on it. Where this one, where let's just put it down to broad strokes. She walked into a place where children are being housed after being separated from their families, and they are being held for no crime whatsoever. And she has on the back of her, and she's wearing a jacket that says, "I really don't care." Not a hidden message, but it is a message. But who's it to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've heard a theory that I realize this was an off-the-shelf product that was for sale.
But, yeah.
But that if it were in quotes, it would be like something her husband would have said to her in an argument. Probably not, but it was a thought.
I've heard that being posited as well.
That
much of a bold statement does seem out of character for her. I will agree with that. She hasn't been super vocal about much of anything for all of Trump's presidency, right? She was hidden for like 3 weeks, and now she comes out with this.
I guess I'd like to know what she actually was thinking.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
I'm just curious. I'm wondering if it wasn't some sort of, she had a stylist back there that is trying to send some other sort of message as part of the resistance to make her look bad.
It occurred to me.
Conspiracy theories. Yeah. Liberal conspiracy theories. Yeah.
The difference between these kinds of conspiracy theories and Alex Jones and the gay frogs is that I could drop any of these conspiracy theories. The change is nothing. You know, essentially, like we're just like speculating, and the speculation, can be completely wrong, and that would be fine. And I would openly admit to getting it wrong. That's not a problem. Yeah,
I don't have a problem with saying the words "I don't know."
Exactly, and we don't know. We know this happened, and the idea that she wore this and it didn't and it wasn't sending some sort of message, I have to say, is pretty absurd.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think Alex Jones has said the words "I don't know" ever in his life.
Quite possibly. I wonder if she was sending a message to the president.
Yeah.
That's my theory. It's like, I'm gonna...
I don't care about any of this. I'll go do the things, Mr. President, because I'm your wife, and like, that's what I have to do.
Or if I'm going to channel someone for a while, I'm really mad at somebody because they told me they weren't going to take this job that was going to completely ruin our lives, but he took it, and now I kind of want to futz with his job. I want to make his job hard to show him how angry I am. What can I do? What's the worst thing I could say? What's the worst thing I could do? Oh, I know. I'll wear this jacket.
Possible.
That's my speculation. But I don't think it's hard to say. I don't think she does care, I guess. A group of judges and clergy have filed a complaint to the Washington, D.C.'s Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, urging it to revoke their liquor license of the Trump International Hotel due to the president's egregious conduct and lack of good character. D.C. laws state that only people of good character can hold liquor licenses, and while Donald Trump's sons are ruining all family are running...
That too.
Well done, Sam. And while Donald Trump's sons are running all family businesses during his presidency, Donald Trump still retains his shares of the Trump Organization. The group filing the complaint cites allegations of sexual assault, Trump lying about his net worth, making many outright racist comments, and his alleged affair with the adult film star Stormy Daniels. I just want to point out that some of these allegations of sexual assault, one of the prime whistleblowers of these allegations of sexual assault is the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Because he...
This is true.
Yeah. So is allegations really the word? Admissions of sexual assault, yeah. I think, might be more appropriate.
Yep.
You know, I wanna say something funny about this, and I want to say... you know, there's a little bit of the squeaky wheel gets the oil kind of thing, but this is a group of judges and clergy. Would they want me to have a liquor license? Like, would they go after me? Because I'm not a... according to the clergy, I'm not a person of good character, so I couldn't own a bar in D.C. Not that I'd ever want to.
I think they would give you a liquor license.
That's a complete lie. I would totally own a bar in D.C. and it'd be pretty great.
Well, the people giving you a liquor license wouldn't mind giving you one. The clergy would say... Who?
Well, you haven't sexually assaulted anyone or lied about your network or made many outright racist comments or had an alleged affair with the film star Stormy Daniels, so you could probably get a liquor license.
All of that is completely true. Yeah, none of those are things that I have done. But it always bothers me when I see in law... person of good character, making
like moral judgments on
there's
people.
There's a vague moral judgment where they provide a moral judgment for a person in order to qualify for something, but don't specify what standard equals that behavior.
Because when you see
that in law a lot, it historically has meant usually good Christian man.
Exactly.
And it wouldn't surprise me if that's what this meant originally in D.C. So while... I certainly don't really particularly mind totally legal going after the president for being kind of a racist jerk. This seems like using a bad idea for good. And, you know, I know I realize it's kind of a slippery slope argument, but slippery slope arguments kind of have a place when we're talking about legal arguments. It's literally the arena in which where people make millions of dollars utilizing the slippery slope.
So for totally different reasons, the clergy and we are on the same side. Strange bedfellows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't look at the gift horse in the mouth too much. Right. At least that one.
Okay, so I'm too sensitive to this one, perhaps.
Well, you know, anything that works, you know, if we can chip away at
any port in a storm, eh?
Yeah,
that makes sense. How about you? I mean, am I off base here?
No, you're not totally off base, and that's why I love being on the show with you. Because yeah, I really want Trump's liquor license to be taken away because he deserves it because he's a terrible person. But you do make a good point. Point that these kinds of good character laws do apply to white Christian men.
Yeah.
And if you're not white or not a man or not a Christian, and then you're not afforded the same opportunities as everyone else. And that's...
And when you put words that are euphemisms into laws, they can be reinterpreted.
Mm-hmm.
They can.
Yeah. If you don't have like a concrete base of what this actually means and what the standards are, then it's up to whoever is in the position of power to interpret that, and they could do it poorly.
I have to admit, though, I would probably really enjoy the epic Twitter whining that would occur were this to, you know, I can't pretend that I wouldn't read what? That with some sense of schadenfreude.
That it's not fair or something?
Yeah, something like that. Oh. But at the end of the day, I don't really care. Do you? This is Ask an Atheist, 844-SKEPTIC, 844-753-7842. That wasn't a very expensive jacket, you said.
$39.
Okay.
I could afford that.
Yeah, it's strange. It doesn't really... It's not like she's someone who pays a lot of attention. But she's not like a model or anything,
no,
right?
Oh, no, no. Definitely not a model. She doesn't wear like $1,400 blouses. Yeah.
My theory, somebody else gave her the jacket to wear.
Fair enough. We're going to go to the break. When we come back, we are going to talk about cryptocurrency. But not just because we like talking about cryptocurrency. We actually have an angle that works this time.
Nausea, diarrhea, or death. These are the three of the many symptoms that can occur while using Squid Ink. Hi, I'm Jasmine.
I'm Kaya from the Squid Ink Testing Lab, somewhere in Maine.
I guess. While using this ink, you may experience hallucinations,
think you're a goat,
kill your friends and family,
or potentially turn into a squid yourself.
Please do not use Squid Ink. This message was sponsored by someone.
Somewhere.
Welcome back. This is Ask an Atheist, 844-SKEPTIC, 844-753-7842. I keep looking for, like, the perfect place to use this music because it is kind of epic, but we just need to start using it.
What is this? It's great.
This is a this is from listener Chris Hazel. It's an orchestral version of our theme.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It makes me want to go, like, off on a quest with Gandalf.
I feel like I'm about to be interviewed by William F. Buckley or something like that. I don't know. So this 4th of July, the Independence Day potluck picnic is 1 to 5 p.m. at Seattle's Ravenna Park, co-sponsored by the Humanists of Washington and Seattle Atheists. It's one of the tentpole events of sort of the local atheist community between that. And so I guess we just hit the solstices, I suppose, is how that works out.
Yeah, winter and summer.
Yeah. Speaking of it, June 21st was the summer solstice for the Northern Hemisphere, winter solstice for the Southern Hemisphere, World Humanist Day, and the middle of camp. So a lot of sunlight. Can you tell I got a lot of sunlight? I'm a little pink this week.
Yeah, you are a little pink.
I was good about sunblock until the last day. Because I thought I was going to be inside, and then I ended up being outside a lot.
Shame. Always put the sunblock on.
I burn once a year. It's just whether I want to or not. Sometimes it gets washed off. I don't know. It's a thing. So, we haven't talked about cryptocurrency in a while.
No? I think we have a good one to talk about this
week. We do, and I'm just looking for it here. An atheist has turned to cryptocurrency to create a new decentralized religion with the goal of fostering religious consensus via blockchain technology. Matt Liston, with the help of artist Avery Singer, premiered this new crypto religion at 7on7, an art tech event hosted by the New Museum in New York City. OX Omega would allow users to have input on the religion's core beliefs using the blockchain and bypass the need for a governing religious authority. Liston claims that this framework would democratize the relationship between membership and convergence on what everyone believes in this religion. To further legitimize the religion, the duo presented their flame paper, instead of a white paper, to represent burning institutions, and its first sacred item, or totem, the Doge Wall, and also invited audience members to participate in the establishment of their core tenets.
By tithing, you had to tithe to be able to participate in the core tenets part.
How?
They gave you a piece of paper.
You tithe with the cryptocurrency.
Yeah, you tithe with the cryptocurrency.
So did you have to mine the Omega coin yourself and then transfer?
No, you had to give them actual money. They gave you cryptocurrency and you gave them actual money.
Oh, so this
to
is
represent your exchange for the cryptocurrency that you can use to make prayers. This whole thing is so fascinating and confusing and terrible.
It sounds like
I went down such a rabbit hole.
I thought I kind of understood cryptocurrency until it's just like, why don't they just vote on what they believe? I mean, why do you need blockchain to do that?
Voting with their money.
Well, now you're making it sound like just a straight up scam.
It's not. There's.
Well, maybe if they're coming up their tenants by this blockchain thing, are they going to? Is that how they decide what Jesus looks like? Or
yeah, theoretically, you
know? Is it?
It's a decision making.
Okay.
Whether it's a crab or you know,
has it defined
like Jibber's crabs?
So if I had enough money, I could basically tell this religion what to believe.
Yeah, but there's some safeguards within their religion where they also redistribute all the wealth, so nobody can actually get too rich and have that much say in it. It's really interesting. So I don't know what else to say.
Does the blockchain security have to do with the actual tenants?
I don't understand.
The money involved? Is like keep the money safe? I did see where this guy had split off from a company called Augur that was a they said that they were a market prediction speculation market, you know, where it's like the what they do in Vegas, you know, where you put down your money on and decide what's for the future.
Are we talking Augur Drill or Augur Woo?
It's just Augur is the name.
Okay, all right.
And then, but it also says it's an oracle. They're doing
so
oracles.
So woo then. All right.
Apparently. I don't know what they mean by oracle, but it is. And market prediction.
Well, I mean, this guy calls their Doge wall a totem.
Okay.
So did you see this Doge wall? It's like a narwhal with a Doge face and weird things written on them. And
okay, so it is what it sounds like. It's a narwhal. It's a Doge narwhal.
Yeah.
Pretty weird looking.
Okay.
I think it's got a beret hat or something on it.
Is this a spinoff of Dogecoin, do you think? Or
I'm assuming that they picked Doge just because of its meme-ness.
Such woo.
Wow. All right. I'm sorry. I am confused. You went down the rabbit hole on this one.
I know.
Explain it to me slowly, if you don't mind.
I can't even fully explain it. That's the problem. Even after going down the rabbit hole, I really don't fully understand how it works.
Do you have
sometimes I get an idea of what the concept is and then I completely lose it.
Explain what you can and I might be able to fill in some of the gaps.
So it sounds like you use your cryptocurrency to speculate on where you want this religion to go or to pay into a path of something you believe in. Like if you want to use what they were talking about was like combating homelessness in the example. If you want this religion, if you want us to focus on using the money that you pour into it, that you tithe into it to combat homelessness, then you tithe in this certain chain.
Okay.
Towards a totem. And then all of that money in the real world goes to doing whatever the thing is. And if more people, it doesn't seem that fantastical once you explain like it. It has to be, something else to it.
I mean, there's this whole game theory thing behind blockchain to where everyone lays their hand down. You can't trust the other people. But if enough, it's like there's some sort of thing, if you get enough people saying the same thing, it pretty much has to be correct,
yeah,
you know, based on
something like that, but with the tenets of the religion, whatever they're wanting this religion to be.
In case people want to throw in some heresy.
It doesn't sound like a religion, though. It just sounds like a way to donate your money smarter.
I say just take a vote.
I don't know about that because it sounds like the artist, the singer guy, is calling Liston the Cryptsia and the Cryptophet.
Oh, Avery. That's a woman.
Okay.
Yeah, she's getting... The fact that he teamed up with an artist for this, she's the one that created the Doge wall as their totem.
I see, okay.
They used... I'm not sure how they paid for it, but theoretically, if enough people donated enough money towards other totems, they could be created in real life by Singer, so maybe she'll get paid for that.
Like Baphomet?
Yeah, like maybe a nice... Bafadoge?
It also Yeah, it also seems to say that if followers can't reach a consensus, they can hard fork the currency, I guess, or hard fork the blockchain.
Oh, really?
A schism, a schism.
Yeah.
They, great.
Yeah, they've got... This feels like it's been painted with the poser brush a bit, and that's not a,
yeah,
and that's not a word I use a lot. Actually, I think it's the first time I've ever used the word seriously, and I don't know how, and I don't even know how serious I am. And it really hit me when I'm looking more into it, and I'm seeing the artist calling this.
You need to watch the video.
This knob.
I really think you should have watched the video before we did this.
Yeah,
because they're really.
Cryptophit. Can I be like Cryptopheles or something like that? Can I be
yeah,
the Satan?
Yeah.
All right, that's it. I need to get some of this coin, this Wu coin.
And, zero times Omega.
Yeah. No, it's not that I'll get to in a minute. And that's part of why I'm feeling the poser brush on this one so much is so I want to get this coin and I want to be declared its chief anti deity. I want to be its yeah,
you're gonna
Satan.
Short the coin.
Yeah, I'll short the coin. Yeah, something like that, or I'll just fill the blockchain with noise. But I don't know that I want that power bill. But I might try. So OX Omega, and I call it OX Omega because 0x is C notation.
I've never heard
well,
it.
Why isn't it all just Greek? Omicron Chi Omega.
Yeah. Well. I think they're trying to make it all, like, tech and cool. 0x is notation in C for hexadecimal numbers. So if, like, let's say I've got, you know, like, hexadecimal AF, then, or hexadecimal 0F, which would be 10 in decimal, it would be 0x0F.
Like the rest of this project, it's very confusing and ambiguous.
Yeah.
Maybe not thought out all the way.
Well, I'm thinking the not the artist person the knob
Listen.
Yeah I was thinking well I need something that sounds like religion well Omega is kind of religious-y and I need something that sounds technical oh I know I'll go with 0x because that makes it seem like it's a hexadecimal number but it's Omega it's the last number it's yeah
Woo.
Woo. Yeah. Woo all over the place. Yeah. If you're noticing that I'm not real big on this, you're accurately perceiving what is happening. I think this is pretty lame. I did say poser brush, right?
I think it's interesting.
Do you
at the bottom of it, I think it's an interesting concept. Not for a religion necessarily, but as a decision-making tool.
Okay.
Or a consensus-forming tool, I think it's kind of...
So you see positive social value in an artistic endeavor such as this one? Because I really think this is more artistic endeavor than it is anything
else.
I'm
just saying the basic concept of what he's come up with.
Okay.
For the basic bones of this, how it's structured with...
Right.
That's what I think is interesting.
I haven't heard anything about it being a commentary on the be all end all of blockchain. You know, you know, blockchain is God kind of thing. I've kind of heard some noises are sort of along those lines elsewhere.
That does seem to be kind of the ultimate the end point of this kind of talk is blockchain is something like incredibly special rather than just kind of inefficient stuff.
You know, all of humanity is going to be, you know, it's like in the 60s, it was plastics, you know,
right.
One word, now it's blockchain.
Yeah. I wonder how long we're going to be coasting on this blockchain thing. I knew it became a fad when Civilization After Earth had blockchain technology as one of the things you discover in the tech tree.
Oh, boy.
Which might be one of the nerdiest things I have ever said. No, I've said way nerdier stuff. Probably I've said way nerdier stuff this week. I am, because they picked such a cheesy name, and because they went so generically meme-tastic for their first totem, and because it's also buzzword compliant with its use of the blockchain, this hits me in my BS detector pretty hard. And I think,
oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like... It doesn't feel like anything meaningful is going to come out of this, and it just seems like it feels less social positivism and more performance art.
Yeah, I don't think that this necessarily, like, this is definitely performance art. You watch the video, it's performance art.
Okay.
The underlying concept, though, of using blockchain as a consensus-forming tool is what's interesting to me.
But this is also a way to make a buck, you know?
Yeah.
It could be. And that was my initial concern when I found out actual money was involved, is, okay, well, now it just sounds like, I think I actually said, all right, now it just sounds like a scam. But you're saying, when you went down the rabbit hole on this one, that it didn't seem that scammy to you.
I don't know. It seems like the model that they're using is just taking donations from people that the people want to be used for something. So that it doesn't, I don't know. It doesn't seem any more scammy than anything else.
Anything this confusing that involves me giving somebody money?
It was,
I'm not going there.
Well, it was like a symbolic dollar to get your Bitcoin token or your whatever.
I spent $15 to buy a crucifix with Amazon with an atheist symbol on it because I thought it was hilarious. Oh. I'd burn a dollar just to see what happens.
I mean, it was like a dollar tithe.
Yeah. But I'm weird like that, I guess.
But I guess going down the road, if you continued tithing to your religion, they would then funnel it into these chains where it actually got used for something.
But for something socially positive.
Yeah, instead of just going to your pastor to buy a new Mega Mansion.
Yeah, I need a Nintendo Switch. Right. It's not like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Or I need somebody to buy my photography book with Hipster Jesus Crab.
Right.
Which is my new internet pseudonym. My name is Hipster Jesus Crab. Check out my Tumblr.
I gotta make sure that's not actually on Tumblr now.
If it is, you're welcome. I don't be.
I mean, it's already been done.
Well, for ideas and resources on how to help in the wake of widespread family separation of migrants at our borders, we'll have links on our webpage still at atheist.radio, but check out Support Kind. SupportKIND.org. Kind stands for Kids in Need of Defense, with offices around the country, including Seattle. Also, the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project at NWIRP.org. We're going to continue to be mentioning that probably for a while, because, like I said, we've got a prison, kind of an amoral prison, not far from where we're sitting right now. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about Josh is who is at camp with me is chomping at the bit to do more cryptocurrency stuff. So I think you and I need to watch this video. And it sounds like the release of this cryptocurrency block religion chain. I don't know. Was some time ago. So we could perhaps see how far
follow up.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah, I mean, we could examine the blockchain and see if it's just turned into some sort of weird cyber Jesus Christianity.
Yeah, they've been updating on their Twitter a little bit about it.
All right, well, that works. So yeah, we'll be talking about cryptocurrency again, and I'm like, should we follow this one? Should we make this a regular update? You think?
Sure.
Out of religions to follow, this one's
see where it goes.
Sure.
Yeah.
We've been following blockchain already.
That's true. That's true. Well, this is Ask an Atheist. Our phone number is 844-753-7842. It's our voicemail number. You can go to our website at atheist.radio. We have a Twitter at Ask an Atheist WA. We're on Facebook, but Facebook did something weird to groups, and so I don't know how useful that's going to be going forward. Thank you, Tom. Thank you again, Meredith.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Sam.
See you guys next week. We'll